live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780 ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, really you only missed about an hour and 10 minutes because Aggie football went long. So
thanks a lot, Aggie football.
No rewind or anything.
And the podcast that's put up will reflect that. So the first hour is just going to be that little long, and then this hour is going to be hour two.
Oh, okay.
So we're not going to put up that extra segment by itself.
Okay, so it's going to be part of
hour. It's going to be part of hour one, yeah.
So basically we did 2 hours today and like 10 minutes of bonus time is what you're telling me. Hey, a couple things before we get started here. Want to welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners. And also I'll tell you, if you're not following SportsMap, the website on Twitter, you need to be. At SportsMap HOU, some great stuff on there today. Had a thing on Johnny Manziel and what might happen with him in the CFL. Had a thing on Jadeveon Clowney that I've been talking about all week about why it might make sense to at least consider trading him. And Jerry Bow has his gambling guide up. He's at 57% for the year, so you might want to jump in on that. Charlie Polillo's thing is up on SportsMap, so go check it out, sportsmap.com. And, yeah, just a bunch of good stuff. Also want to mention, I want to say nice things about two of our sponsors here.
Do it.
Downtown Specs has a lot of the Carbach BBH, if you're a BBH fan.
All right.
They've also got the 17, and I went by there today and picked up a couple more BBHs to put away for the winter. But they've got plenty there if you want to go check them out. So that's about it. Also want to take a minute to hope everyone has a great and safe New Year's. And I hope, because we won't be back until Tuesday. It will actually be 2018 when we're back on the air. And, you know, 2017 has been a great year for me and for all of us. And 2018 is going to be even better. I hope everybody has a great and safe New Year's Eve and has a terrific 2018.
Yeah.
That's my wish to everybody.
I second that.
So
I hope none of you die.
Yeah.
I hope most of you don't die.
I think there's 5% that.
I just hope that the right ones of you die.
Yeah, the 5%.
Yeah, if I could just go through and choose which ones need to die, like if I were God and I could just touch my finger to your forehead and you'd be gone.
Yeah.
Not that I would kill you, but I would just like choose you as a dyer.
Well, no, you know what? I don't want to.
I would do that.
I just want to send them to a different planet.
Yeah, the planet where dead people go.
Well, yeah, like the Australia of planets.
Are you talking about like the upside down?
Yeah, let's send them there.
Okay.
That's kind of cool. All right, we have to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
AJ, have you had like a first date that turned into a disaster in your past? Or just...
Yeah.
Yeah?
I had a date, and this was when I was in the Army. So it was probably like 1999 or 2000. This was back in the day where you could meet chicks on AOL Instant Messenger. And I met up with this chick who was... she had just graduated high school and she was a cheerleader. And I was like, all right, I can get down with this.
Yeah.
I mean, by the way, I'm 19, maybe 18, 19 years old at this time. So this is not like a perv story.
Now it would be a perv story.
Now yeah. It would be a perv story. But at the time, you know, this was perfectly acceptable and legal. So I go to pick her up. And she's a big, giant, fat lady. And it turns out that at her school, they have, like, the regular cheerleaders who were, you know, did the football games and things like that. And then they had the wrestling cheerleaders, which is basically where they sent all the girls that didn't make the cut. And she
was a great big fat person.
She was a wrestling cheerleader. And so for the entire date, I had to pretend to like to be interested, but not like the kind of guy who would hook up on the first date.
Yeah.
And then I was like thinking of all my new possible screen names on AOL. But yeah, that was I had that. That was wasn't great.
Yeah, I think my worst one was I've told the story about the woman who was ordering $80 glasses of wine ordered like four of them, and
that's why
stuck me with the tab.
Most of my first dates, they weren't old enough to drink. That was always my thing.
Well, this guy has us all beat. Well, Tyler, have you got anything worse than those?
When I took my wife on our first date, she was only 20. She couldn't drink either.
Oh, well, there you go.
So it's been a while since I had a first date with someone who could consume alcohol legally.
And you guys have been married for like 37 years now.
A long time.
Yeah. Tyler, can you beat either one of those?
No, usually it's just they just end in me saying, like, I'm never going to talk to this girl again. It's not like they do anything wrong. Well, I guess maybe they do, but probably I've never had any like horror story first dates.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
Well, this may be the worst I've ever seen. Houston attorney Anthony Busby. Are you familiar with him?
That name does sound familiar.
He's at Busby Law Firm. They've got that big building.
He's the guy who wrote that Facebook post about A&M.
Is he?
Tony Busby.
No. Okay. Okay.
He's the Board of Regents guy.
Yeah.
He's also the guy who like was parking his tank in front of his house in River Oaks. So he's...
But is that a Second Amendment thing?
I don't know, but...
I guarantee he doesn't know how to use that tank.
I don't know.
Guarantee it.
So... Well, here's his first date. Warning number one, don't go out with a woman named Lindy Lou Lehman. That
sounds like a, like the, isn't that the little girl from The Grinch?
That's Cindy Lou.
Cindy
Lou who? This is Lindy Lou Lehman.
Never mind. Okay.
29 years old. He brought her, she's from Dallas too, which is another reason not to go out with her. But he brought her home after their first date. And apparently, she got really, really drunk. So he tried to send her home in an Uber, and that didn't go well.
Okay.
She began throwing his sculptures at him and drunkenly throwing wine on some of his paintings, including two by Andy Warhol, which, you know, I'm not good
at this. So this Tony Busby guy is not married?
Apparently not, no.
He's got all that dough, and he's not sharing it with anyone? Good for him.
Well... This chick wound up doing $300,000 worth of damage to his home.
Boy. How do you spell Lindy? Oh, Lindy Lou, L-A-Y-M-A-N?
Yeah.
I'm going to look her up on Facebook.
She now faces felony charges, currently out on a $30,000 bond. But yeah, he made headlines earlier this year for parking a tank outside his $14 million River Oaks mansion.
I guarantee you her Facebook pictures are going to look a lot better than her mugshot.
Oh, her mugshot. She looks like...
Oh, my. She looks That's rough. What comes up on her mugshot.
Oh, really?
Is it like when you type her into Facebook?
Mm.
Oh, boy. Man, I'll tell you what. That picture of Lindy Lou Lehman versus like some of the other pictures you see of her, that is why makeup is such a... It's such a lie.
Yeah.
Like, makeup is a lie, ladies. Y'all... I mean, some of y'all, it's absurd what you can do. It's your wizards, warlocks, whatever you. No. What's the
witches?
Witches, yeah, witches.
Yeah, you can transform completely.
My
Clearly,
goodness.
She did, but I'm just wondering if maybe he was just. At what point? I guess he's thinking I'm going to score with this chick, right? So I'm going to take her home. But then she gets so drunk that she gets belligerent and starts screaming and throwing stuff and hiding from him. While he's trying to get an Uber.
Yeah.
I think for a first date, even if you're trying to knock it out, if you start getting doubts pretty early, I don't know. I don't know that I'd taken her back to my house, I guess I'm saying. There had to be some. Well,
you got to make the magic happen.
Yeah, I know. But apparently when you don't make the magic happen, she gets pissed off and starts screwing with your
now, there's two,
artwork.
There's two. The story that you're telling makes it sound like. This girl found a rich guy, realized that this was like her meal ticket, and she was just like, I'm not leaving until you impregnate me.
Yeah, until you put a baby in me.
Right. The alternative story, and I don't know what Lindy Lou's side of this is, but I would have said that guy was trying to rape me, And I had to hide in his house, and I had to defend myself. See how this story could be twisted both ways? I want to know the truth. I want the facts.
Yeah, I'm going to side with the guy with the tank, I think.
I'll tell you what. You throw red wine on one of my Warhols, I'm going to shoot you with the tank. I'm not letting you get to that second Warhol.
Well,
I'm going to shoot you with my tank. I'm
wondering
gonna blow you up.
Why he wasn't calling the cops sooner when she's hiding and refusing
to get
the Uber.
Well, he probably had like I shouldn't even make a joke. I guess it's local, so perhaps somewhere in an alternate reality, there was a giant mound of cocaine on the coffee table, and you can't really call the cops when you have that going on.
By the looks of her, it seems like she's into that.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, this chick looks like she likes to party, and I'm not saying
she
Tony Busby
just looks like she likes the smell of cocaine.
I'm not saying Tony Busby is the kind of guy who would have a coffee table filled with cocaine, but if he was,
maybe just a gravy boat.
You can't very well call the cops when that's the situation.
Well,
right?
But you can call your servant in to take the cocaine away, because if you've got a $14 million mansion and Andy Warhol paintings and a tank, you could probably afford help.
They were actually doing cocaine using the cannon of the tank as a straw. Like, that's how much coke they were doing. It was his swimming pool was filled with it, and they dipped the cannon of the tank into the swimming pool, and then
in the alternate universe.
Right, not in the real story, but in the made up story, that like the fictional story that I would write, that's what would have happened.
See, there's some women that can not wear makeup and they look good. This ain't
one
of them.
She ain't one.
No.
Oh, poor Lindy Lou. Mm. I mean, that might be what you look like after you throw sculptures and it's,
yeah.
But even like post workout, that ain't a great look.
No,
that ain't great.
Says Busby believes she was too intoxicated, called an Uber. She allegedly refused to leave, hid in his home. That's when he called a second Uber driver. She was aggressive toward the second Uber driver, walked back into Busby's home and shouted, "I'm not leaving." Then that's when she allegedly poured red wine on his paintings, ripped them off the wall, and threw his sculptures on the ground.
Okay.
So, and these are $500,000 Warhol paintings. So,
man.
Yeah. That's some crazy stuff, man. Tell you what's not crazy. And, man, I got some really good news today. My wife's got to go out of town again for like 10 days.
You love that, huh?
Yeah, you know why I love that? Because you know where I'm going to go first chance I get.
The Poker Palace.
Lions Poker Palace. And I'm going to play some tournaments, and you can play tonight for, how about this, $7,500 to the winner.
That's more than last night.
Yeah. Yeah, Friday nights are big
stepping
one.
It up.
Their Friday nights are their big one. $170 buy-in plus a $30 seat fee. And starts at 6:30, but you can get there up to 7:45 and still buy in. And you can do rebuys up until then as well. But it's a great tournament, man. It's a terrific atmosphere. The guys running it are just awesome. They wanted to do a first-class place, and they did. It's more than a first-class place. It's as good as any place that I've been to in Vegas. And when you walk in there, you're going to feel like you're in a real classy poker room, because guess what? You are.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I was blown away. I had my expectations set, because like I said, I've been in some of these poker rooms before, and you know, I like to play in a room where I'm comfortable. And some of those other rooms don't make you feel comfortable. This place, you can't not be comfortable in this place. It is a beautiful, beautiful room. It's they've got 10 tables. They've got TVs all over the place. They got food. If you can BYOB, how about that? I mean, instead of paying the prices at a bar, you just bring your own booze in there. Good spot. You can find them at 6134 Richmond Avenue. I recommend you go see it yourself. And follow them on Facebook, Lions Poker Palace on Facebook, for all the tournament and event information. You mentioned that you heard about them here on ESPN. You'll get the first 2 hours of play for free. That's Lions Poker Palace.
This is The Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5.
Hey, guys, do you have a vehicle that you're not using? Maybe you were going to fix it up and sell it, or maybe you were just going to fix it up and give it away, and it's just been sitting there. Maybe it's got flood damage. Maybe it's just not in very good shape. You can't get it started. Well, you know what to do with it. Donate it to Texans Can Academies, and they need your donation more than ever. This goes to help a school where they take in kids that have dropped out of other schools or are looking to drop out, well, they work around whatever the problem is. If they need free bus passes, they get them to get to school, they get it to them. If they need food, they get it to them. If they need glasses, they do that. If a kid had to get a job to support his family or her family, well, they work around that schedule. So that's why they need your vehicle. And you can be the latest blitzer to step up and do this. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, tractors, RVs, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what kind of shape they're in. It doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork. You can go online and do that in less than a minute. And guess what? Your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today, free $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Give them a call today, 713-225-4226. It's so easy to do. I mean, honestly, all it takes is a phone call, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
It's a good choice. It's one of the first songs ever played in public. It was Paranoid, Black Sabbath.
Ever played in public?
Yeah, when I was in a band. It's one of the songs we did.
Oh, that you ever played
yes,
in public?
Yes, and I actually...
I was like...
Well, I think it was...
I find it hard to believe that they've been around that long.
No. But I
picture like a Renaissance fair, something like that.
No, our first
out comes Ozzy.
Pretty sure our first set was this, Cat Scratch Fever, Ted Nugent, That Smell, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I can't remember what the other song was. But we only got to do four songs. It was like a little talent thing, but I know we did those three. So. 713-780-ESPN. I don't really want to do any more sports. I'm sportsed out.
Was it Margaritaville? Was that your last
No,
name?
It wasn't that. It was something else that it was. Oh, it was Judas Priest's cover of Green Manalishi. That's what it was.
Okay.
Which was pretty badass. That was a long time ago. Matt says, screw the ratings and be objective. What would you guys grade your 2017 as? Says he has this at A- because we're too bleeping cranky and oldish.
I've heard that that's a problem with us. Maybe I need to be more... Maybe I need to be more personable.
I am old. I make no bones about it.
Yeah, you are.
And I don't have any interest in trying to pretend to not be what I am. But I also don't act my age. I never have. So, but considering that we had basically a 4-month stretch where people couldn't hear us at all, which we dealt with
a bummer.
We dealt with a lot of adversity this year, and that really damaged our audience. And it's building that back up has not been easy. But considering all that, considering that I was in the middle of launching a major project, which took a lot longer than it was supposed to, and took a lot more of my time than it was supposed to, I feel pretty good about the year, and I think we finished strong. I think we've had a really good stretch here of fun shows. And part of that has been because the Texans have been so bad that we don't have to devote entire shows to the Texans. And so, yeah, I give us a solid A+, frankly. I think we've had one of our better years.
Well, I take into account the things that went wrong that weren't necessarily our fault or in our control.
Yeah.
So I'll go with it. I think we had a B year. I don't know that this was like our best year. I don't know that this was the best.
Considering... Because this is like losing Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt when it came to some of the issues that we had. And I don't think we were 4-12.
That's true. I agree with that.
So from that aspect, I'm gonna grade us better. Now, has it been our best year? Probably not, but it's been a damn good year, and we managed to get through it while we were dealing with a lot of other stuff. And I don't think that the show's... I'd probably say A. I'd never give myself an A+. I'm the one that brings it down from an A+. But, I think I feel pretty good about the year we've had, and I feel great about 2018, and it's going to be exciting. And hopefully we're not going to have to deal with I don't think we'll be dealing with some of the issues that we did. And, hopefully the simulcast continues to go well so that when we do this 6 o'clock hour, it'll get a lot more people listening. And, we got some fun stuff planned for next year. And I hope the show just keeps growing and getting better.
I want to be on 94.1 full-time next year. I want to be on both stations.
I'd like that. I'd like to see that happen. But it's cool that we get to do this hour. Tyler, you've been on the outside. What do you think of the show this year?
He doesn't listen to our show.
Yeah, he does.
I've been trying to listen to both whenever I'm running traffic out there. I like it. I would say B+, A-. Good year.
Well, what's he going to say? You guys suck?
Yeah,
he's not going to say that.
I could do better. I know that.
Hmm.
And I put that in my performance review that you made me do.
Well, I think there's a lot of things that I always feel like you can get better. And I think there's a lot of things that we can do better on the show. I think there's a lot of things that I can do better personally. But, you know, there's also only, you know, there's only so many hours to deal with in a day. And considering what I was kind of asked to do this year, then I feel pretty good about my performance.
Yeah.
And I feel really good about the future of this company. And that's one thing why I really like that we're doing the things with Culture Map and with Sports Map and some of the other things that we have planned. And, you know, the future, I think we're assuring ourselves the future in a lot of different ways with podcasting and everything else. And that I'm excited about. But the show is still the main thing, and the show is still always going to be the number one priority. And, you know, that's something that moving into 2018, I've got to make sure everybody else around here knows that that's my priority first and foremost. I can't be getting people sending me stories to go up on Sports Map between 4 and 7. Those are things that are going to stop. They already have. I've kind of made that pretty clear. If you send me something at 5:15, you're wasting your bleeping time. So, yeah, and occasionally there's going to be times where something happens where, well, it won't happen. Let's say we're here Tuesday at 5:15 and Bill O'Brien gets fired. Well, I'm going to be writing up a story on the break.
Right.
I mean, that you have to do. But in general, I mean, that's – I really want to – I think – you know, I'll try to be less cranky, although
You're just kind of cranky.
I really am. I'm a damn happy person. I got a great life. I have a fantastic job. I work with great people.
Some.
So, you know, I got nothing to complain about, so I really shouldn't be cranky. I'm going to have to go back and listen and see where I was cranky and try to...
You try to uncrank it.
Yeah. Because I don't want my crank to be something that affects the show. So, I can be a dickweed to bad textures, but that's funny to me. That's why I do it.
I accept that.
You know, it's I you know, maybe that's something that I could stop. But if I think it's funny, then... All right, guys, you want to get in on the action? MyBookie.ag is your place to go. And industry-leading sportsbook, they're going to hook you up for all your betting needs. Doesn't matter what it is. You like tennis? Got hockey on TV right now? You can bet hockey. NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, horses, greyhounds. MyBookie has the best odds, action for players, big and so. Doesn't matter what your bankroll is, there's action there for you. And if you want to try your luck in a casino, guess what? Blackjack, roulette, Vegas-style slots, all right there and all playable on that mobile device. And here's the best part, and this is why I like MyBookie, is that when I win, I actually get paid. And they have you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. How about this? If you are new and you want to get signed up, today's the day. Call MyBookie at 844-900-2387. Mention promo code FRED, and they'll throw in an extra 50% on your first deposit. Call 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code FRED. And the cool thing is once you're signed up, they'll send you offers all the time, reload bonuses, all kinds of cool things. And you get a nice rebate on your horse bets. Just a good, good setup, man. Just visit mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best, only at MyBookie.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Sports Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Crank that a little bit. I like that. Some good old school stuff there, man. So we haven't really had a chance to talk too much about the playoff games because they're...
Oh, they're coming up.
Yeah. Well, they're going to happen before we come back.
Yeah.
Because we're not back until Tuesday.
We talked a little bit about it. I don't know who's going to win the OU-Georgia game. This whole thing, whatever Baker Mayfield's getting into right now, where he's like not showing up
for
things.
Apparently the rumor is he's sick.
I don't like that.
Yeah, that's not good. That might tip it Georgia's way. I like Georgia here. Not enough to bet them, but just because we're supposed to have opinions on who we think is going to win. I like Georgia and I like Alabama, and I think we're going to wind up with an all-SEC.
It wouldn't shock me.
Because
I'm pretty strong on Alabama, -3.
Yeah, I just think that while I respect Clemson a lot and what Dabo's done there, the way you beat Alabama, we've seen it. It's your quarterback has to go nuts. And there's no Deshaun Watson there this time. Kid can play, but he's not Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And I just think that Alabama's going to have too much for him. And Alabama's going to be relatively healthy now, which they weren't for a stretch there at the end of the season. They had a lot of injuries. And not everybody's back, but I like Alabama and Georgia. Although I will say this, if Oklahoma gets by Georgia, I think they can beat Bama. Because Baker Mayfield is a kind of quarterback that could do that. But I just think that Georgia's really good. And they had one bad game against Auburn where things just fell apart on them. And and they made up for it when they played them again. And that was at Auburn. It was just one of those games where things went downhill fast. So, and I think the Rockets are underway. I don't have an update on them.
No, we don't have them on TV in here either.
No, we could flip
over. Come
on,
Tyler, get it together.
Yeah, and the hockey game's been over for an hour.
We got to get this other TV work. I don't know what's going on, why one TV works and one doesn't.
Yeah, 34-28 Washington, 9-12 to go in the second.
Okay.
And we talked about USC, Ohio State. Is there any other bowl game that you think is interesting? Not from a betting perspective, just from a must-watch
like I would watch it on TV perspective?
Yeah.
Well, besides the Ohio State game, which that to me is interesting, I would say I don't know. I don't know if there's much left that I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see that.
I'm betting the Memphis game, but I don't know.
Oh, Notre Dame LSU. I want to watch that.
Yeah. I like LSU in that game
too. Washington Penn State is pretty watchable to me.
Yeah.
That might be it. I know you're going to watch that Iowa State-Memphis game.
Well, I'm going to bet it, but it doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to watch it.
You know what? I'm sort of interested in UCF-Auburn.
Yeah, I'm very interested in that.
Because it's a weird game because I don't know how motivated Auburn is at this point. But if I'm Auburn, I'm motivated that I don't want to lose to a non-Power 5 team in a bowl game. That should be enough motivation to me, but
you know what? This is also a team that thought it was playing going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, but this is Central Florida's national championship.
It is, and the fact that the coaching staff stayed to coach this game. What's the number on that?
9.5.
Give me Central Florida. And you know what? Yes, I'm on that.
Okay,
I like that number for those very reasons. I was actually thinking about maybe even a small money line bet.
I heard it in your voice. You're like, yeah, give me it. And then you're like, I'll just take those 9.5. That's good.
So
that's probably the wise way.
Yeah, but I'll probably drop.
Don't get greedy.
Well, no, greed is good. I'll probably drop a few bucks on the money line.
And I think that Washington Penn State game is pretty underrated. You know, Washington lost a couple games that were, you know, if a point here, a point there, they're in the playoff.
Yeah, yeah, they weren't too far away.
And Penn State, too.
Yeah.
So that's two really good teams. As far as two lost teams go, those two are really good. Yeah, Penn State lost their two games by a combined total of 4 points on the road to Ohio State and Michigan State. They ain't a bad team.
No.
I assure you. And then Washington, who they made the playoff last year. They weren't as good this year, but they lost by 6 points to Arizona State, by 8 points to Stanford, both on the road. The Arizona State loss was their bad loss, but everything else, I mean, that's two quality teams. That's teams that could, you know, they're a bounce away from being playoff teams.
I'll tell you one game I'm definitely not watching, South Carolina, Michigan.
No, I got no interest in that.
Zero interest in that one. But I like Central Florida. I really do. I'm looking at the game center on pregame. And
what are they offering you money line?
They don't have the money line on here, but 59% of the money is on the under.
Okay.
59% of the cash, 83% of the tickets are on the over. Very interesting. So, yeah, I don't mind the over in that game, but I don't love it. I'm seeing plus 10 right there.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, in the we saw one Aggie fall today. We will see one Aggie rise today and another Aggie fall as the Battle of the Aggies, New Mexico State and Utah State.
Yeah.
13-13 at half.
Okay. And you're plus what?
7.5.
Okay. That's a good place to be.
I'm in it.
Yeah. I'd rather be.
I want New Mexico State to win outright, though.
That'd be cool.
I mean, you don't go to a bowl game for 50-some years.
That would mean a lot to
give these guys a little bit of love. Come on.
Money line on Central Florida, plus 280.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, it's not enough for a 10-point spread, frankly, for me.
Yeah, I'll take those points.
Yeah.
All right, guys, come get what Santa forgot. And that's a new bike from Republic Harley-Davidson or a pre-owned Harley. They've got a massive selection of new and pre-owned Harley-Davidsons at Republic. And you're going to be blown away by this showroom from the second you walk in. You're going to feel welcome from the moment you walk in till the moment you ride away. At Republic Harley-Davidson, they know you got a choice when it comes to choosing your dealership in Houston. So they're trying to make a trip to their dealership the best experience possible. I can vouch for this because there are three dealerships closer to my house than Republic. And I still go to Republic to get my bike taken care of. They've got an award-winning service department that can keep your bike operating at peak performance. And if you need riding lessons, you either want to learn to ride or ride better, do it the Harley-Davidson way. Give them a call today. Sign up for the new rider course or the skilled rider course to take your skills to the next level. They got financing for everyone. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. The site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and event. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts today, Charlie Polillo, myself, and a couple stories on there, and more. If you aren't on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now, sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. All right. I guess we better do a little stupid stuff.
Finish here. It up.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
I saw your office. The only way I knew it was yours was because there was 5 pictures of you in there.
Yeah, they're all the pictures that my wife won't let me have at home. So I just brought them and put them up somewhere.
How do you know it's Fred's office? Because Fred's face is everywhere, even if
Fred's
not in here.
Fred's an egomaniac, Dave.
It's the longest running sports show in town, right?
Unbelievable, right?
It's unbelievable that the competition can't do better than this.
I know. I bet when you put this thing together, you're like, oh, this will last. This will buy me a year or two until I can find some real talent.
There's no guarantee that they're not 2-14 next year with the number one pick again. Okay, that was at 4:55. So you almost made it an hour.
What do about milking an alien that you would potentially have sex with?
Well, that means it has something that I don't really want to play with.
Teats?
Yeah. Well, I take that back. Now, if they're more like traditional human breasts, only there's like three of them or
there's
four.
There's four of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not so bad.
But
okay.
They're on one larger breast.
Okay. That's gross. I don't know who comes up with that concept.
Come on. It's open like your mind, section,
no,
bro.
Listen, I'm good with four boobs, but not four boobs on a base of one boob.
You're
just
so
not
close-minded.
I am. Sorry. Give me that in a cornerback, and I think I'd do it.
It'd have to be a pretty fun.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa.
It didn't go all the way, right?
No, it didn't go all the way, but geez, where'd that come from?
It'd have to be a pretty friggin' good cornerback. My bad.
And I think, does that count? That was 508.
It was pretty weak. I tried to muffle it even.
And then, you know, you clowns say, you know, how Bill O'Brien sucks all the time, and then you say the Texans should keep
him. Goodbye.
No one said, I didn't say the Texans should keep him.
I did. I said they should give him one more year with Deshaun Watson.
You clown. I found John Henry Pereira on Twitter. I'm against that guy.
I'm guessing Jerome likes us.
Plus, look at his face.
Oh, my God. God, it's nice to know that there's people uglier than us out there.
Yeah. John Henry, if you can't groom your eyebrows any better than that, we can't even have this conversation.
I'll tell you what I want. I want November rain because it's like
it's
8 minutes
long.
No, it's
no,
perfect.
I'm talking for stage, not for...
No, I'm talking for lap dance.
I'm not talking for lap dance. Okay. That's too much.
I want to get my money's worth out of that.
You can get a chick pregnant and then she'll have the baby by the time November rain's over. No one wants that. They all sound nasally to me. That's,
yeah.
But if you're on 59,
I'm Jimmy Terrell. Go ahead, friend. There's yellow on the loop, and there's some yellow on 288. Other than that, everything's looking good out here.
You sound like Anson.
Yeah, and if you're on your way out on 59 by the Beltway, there's some red going out that way towards Sugarland. And
Sugarland. Yeah.
Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Pretty good week. It was a good week until you didn't turn your mic on to say it was a pretty good
but
week.
But he's supposed to have the mic on, not
come
me.
On, that was kind of my fault.
Yeah.
Come on, T-skis.
I just happened to look down and see that the light was off after I said something and didn't hear it. Are you familiar with, there's a writer named Kurt Eichenwald. Apparently he's like a big deal at Newsweek.
Yeah.
He accidentally tweeted something out, like a picture where it was about evil Jews in charge. And he had a screenshot in the background. And apparently it was of hentai porn.
Oh.
And so he starts tweeting out. He goes, there's an open tab in the background. It's for a hentai chain. Says, sigh, okay, I'm a dumbass, believe it or not. My kids and I were trying to convince my wife that tentacle porn existed.
Oh, I think this is kind of an old story.
Is it?
I think so.
It just showed up today on Oh, yeah, it is. That's 2017. Never mind. Why did that just show up on my feed today?
I don't know.
That's weird.
But yeah, I remember that.
Okay. Interesting.
You and him have something in common, Fred.
What's that?
Hentai porn.
I'm retired from that. Oh, well.
You never use that anymore?
No.
What's your go-to these days?
I don't really have a go-to, man.
You like to spice it up? Spice of life?
No, I'm just... I'm honestly...
You're anti-porn?
I don't really have any need for it.
Okay.
For one thing, I'm just not.
You're leading an organization called FAP, Fowers Against Porn.
No, I'm not against porn.
Cheap heat, Tyler. Was that strong?
No, that was good.
Okay,
I like that. That was good. Solid. Solid acronym.
Thank you. Fowers Against Porn.
No, I'm not against anything really. Not against porn. Kind of for porn.
Okay.
But I don't...
But you're not for hentai.
I'm not against it.
Okay.
It was a phase, like anything else.
Like your alien thing?
Well, that's not really a phase. That's more of a...
that's your life. Well, no, still not... no one's fixed that Astros thing.
Yeah.
That plaque.
I don't know who screwed it up. But, oh well. That's just how things work around here. Well, I want to take a second to thank everybody who actually listened this week. I know... There weren't a lot of you, but
yeah.
Appreciate everyone.
I think we should thank everyone who listened this year.
And we'll do that too. Thanks to all you guys. And I know there was a lot to put up with the signal. And then yeah, after the storm, we had signal problems again.
And anyone who didn't listen this year, suck it. Right?
Yeah, I would say if you didn't listen this year,
you're a failure as a human being, and you're one of those people that if either one of us gets made God and gets to kill you, you're dead. Fair enough?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Really appreciate you guys listening this year, participating in the show. Tyler, good job today, man. AJ, good job.
Hey, you too, Fowler.
Blitzers, great job today.
Good luck with FAP.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to everybody. Until Tuesday.
Except all the people that we want to die.
Yeah, those people, no, I hope you have a terrible New Year.
Sucky New Year.
Yeah. But everybody else, hope you have a great one. Till Tuesday, stay sportsy, bitches.